And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
This is it.
Guess the year.
All right, it is Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine's favourite Tuesday-based game. Talk about guess the year.
It is fun, and you are looking for a pen to write down your answers because we're going to hear a little snippet of a song. We have to guess the artist and the year in which it came out.
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't. That is kind of mixing. Sorry, I got... Whenever Tom, I have to pad. It's
you were so close. You were going so well.
I know. Anyway, we have to guess the year. It's the traditional Price is Right fashion without going over.
I reckon.
Love you, Larry.
I reckon game plan, just a little quick show meeting.
Yeah.
If I can't explain things, we go Lingy first
no,
and then you.
No, that's fine. Yeah. Okay.
Can I just give a hint, though, when you're explaining this particular game?
Mm.
The clue's in the title.
Yes.
Guess the year.
Now, I'll go back to what I said. Lingy, you dive in, okay? If she looks like she's going to try and explain something, stop her. I can't. I'm concentrating on other things.
All right. I'm ready. Are you ready?
All right. Is everybody ready?
Yes.
The people at home ready?
They're ready.
You guys can play along, but if you're driving an automobile, we would not suggest that you write it down. Just keep it in your head. We trust you, and also we don't care. Here we go. Question number one.
Definitely crying up in Townsville around this time.
Okay, he's in the country right now too, looking decidedly blonde. And you were wild about the fact that I pointed out that Ed is not so red at the moment.
Shades of red is still red, baby.
Yeah,
come
that's
on.
Yeah. At best, he's strawberry blonde at the moment, rocking into Brisbane hospitals and that type
of
biz. So that is...
Okay. Yeah.
Ooh, okay, I'm going to write it down. And do you know what? Because that song, my mum tried to get my sister and her now husband to use as their like bridal
wedding
waltz,
song,
their wedding song. And they were like, thanks, mum, but we'll take it from here. and bless. So based on the year that they got married, I am putting my guess in. So that's just my little logic there, guys.
That's
thanks
good
for that explanation.
Yeah, nice.
Hey, otherwise the game is nothing.
It's good when you really stomp it down and, yeah, go on.
3, 2, 1.
2017.
10, 16, 17.
You might get it if it's real early, though.
The year was 2017.
Ah,
that you log?
Nah, Thomas.
Aren't you glad you heard all about my logic then?
Yeah.
They actually got married in January of 2018, so that's how I knew it was 2017. You're welcome. Ooh. Question number two. When I taste tequila,
baby, I still see you come up the floor. What's it?
So this is that Aussie guy. What's his name?
Keith Urban.
No, the other one.
Callum.
No.
Bro Country.
Oh, yeah.
Lee Kernaghan.
No, it's none of the...
None of the Kernaghan.
It's one of the ones... It's not Tanya Kernaghan.
Bowden, our work experience guy, he knows.
I know the artist, I don't know the year.
Yeah,
what's the artist?
I'm pretty sure it's a song by Dan and Shay.
No.
I'm
thinking of someone else, so it's not an Aussie thing.
Just,
all right.
The years just puzzled me.
All right. I have no idea.
No one can hear you, Bowden. You don't have a microphone. All right. I'm writing.
One day, hopefully, you will.
Picking on the work experience guy right from the start.
I'm going to say, all right, I'm just having a guess. 3, 2, 1.
2018.
18 for me as well, Tommy.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
14 for you, love.
Yeah. You've probably got
the
this one.
The year was 2018.
Oh! So what happens? Is that's a Tom win or is it a cancel each other out situation?
I think it's a cancel each other out, which gives us a chance.
We'll wait and see. You've still got an opportunity next, Lingy, to take it to a tiebreaker.
Yep.
Tom, are you cool with that?
Sure, whatever. All right. Don't even know what's happening right now, but let's have question number three.
See, I was crying in a different workplace. The traffic camera office in Melbourne.
Go hit it.
No, always wait. If you start shifting that thing down...
That's all right.
Be quiet. This
is hard because that sort of error, it all bleeds into one.
Yeah.
Maybe because my brain was bleeding at the time.
Oh. I always want to just get over there and give you a hug every time this game's on.
No. From my own problems.
Was that the time?
Thursday to Sunday going out.
Is that?
Yeah.
thought you were referring to the time that you, when you worked at the whatever the ticketing agency is, the office is.
Melbourne Traffic Camera.
You had to fine yourself.
I did.
Because you weren't flying through
a camera.
It was
actually one in a billion.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Conflict of interest.
Yeah, anyway. It's another great
story. She gave herself an extra harsh fine because that's the way her brain
that's
works.
That's how I deserve it.
Yeah. So that her self-talk is that bad that she... she docked herself 4 points instead of three.
All right, here we go.
We all written something down. Yes. 3, 2, 1, 2010.
8.
Oh, okay.
The year was 2007.
Ooh. Oh, we all went over. We all went over. Oh, that's, I'm going to take the win, guys.
Okay, yeah, that's...
God, we've been here for 6 minutes. All right. Guess the year returns
done,
next
Tom.
Week. Thanks, everybody.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. The rag from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
Now, we do remember back on Feb 12th that Megan Fox raised some eyebrows because she deleted her all of her Instagram posts that had MJK, her fiancé, in them.
MJK?
Sorry. I was thinking Michael J.
Jean Kelly.
Okay. Sorry.
It's Machine Jean Kelly.
It's Machine Jean Kelly. It's Machine Jean Kelly. Scars on my body so I can take you wherever. All right, that's about enough. Oh. That's terrible. That's it. Scars on my body, I can look at you and never go. Am I out of my head? Am I out of my head? No, okay, that's enough.
Ah, Camila Cabello.
There you go.
All right.
Anyway, and so she deleted, remember this? I brought this to the table. So she deleted all the posts and she wrote a cryptic Beyonce line from 2016 that said, you know, basically, you know, people believe that he cheated on her with a third person. And then a lot of people are like, oh, maybe it's Sophie from his band.
The guitarist.
And then Sophie copped all this hate.
Arianthi.
Now she's come out and she's written a new part.
You didn't get that reference the other day. I had to explain it to you.
Explain it again.
According to you, she was Michael Jackson's guitarist, I think. Anyway,
there you go.
She looks the same. They're both sort of similar.
Yeah. Anyway, so she wrote a new post. All her, the rest of her Instagram has been deleted. There's only one post there. It says there has been no third party reference in this relationship of any kind. That includes, but is not limited to, actual humans, DMs, AI bots, or succubus demons. While I do hate to rob you of running random baseless news stories that would have been much more accurately written by ChatGPT, you need to let this story die and leave all these innocent people alone now.
Wow, fired back.
But what were we led to believe, you know?
Can I rewind back to that Beyonce lyric? I think Beyonce's got to write better lyrics than, basically,
I didn't have it in front of me. I didn't have it in front of me. It's his article's fault.
Sure, it's the article.
It's always the article's fault. Yeah.
I believe a good workman always blames his tools.
I am not a tool.
And there is certainly one of them in the studio right now.
Yeah,
that's what's trending. Ya. Yeah, got me a ripper. That's what's trending.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
And we've got a special guest joining us in the studio.
We do. We're all nervous now.
We are nervous. Big boss lady.
It's the new shiny pants at the pointy end of the building.
I reckon that whip.
I know.
Are you shiny something else? Or are you shiny pants junior?
We're shiny all over. Look at me.
Yeah. The big shine, Rachel.
Rach. Yes. Thanks for coming in, mate. We appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure.
We've brought you in for a big request.
Oh dear.
Well, just to sound things out more so than a request. I don't want to put it as formal as that.
Right, it's a bit of a follow-up to something we were talking about yesterday on the show, and that was Dan Andrews hit 3,000 days as Premier of Victoria, so that entitles him to a statue.
Oh, I like where you're going with this.
Yes.
Come on, tell
Do
me
you
more.
Because I don't think you're thinking what Tom is about to ask.
Dear,
I don't know if it'll
not.
Be in the realm.
So as of today, I've been here 3,172 days.
Wow.
So I ticked over the 3,000-day mark at start of September last year, and I was just wondering if and when can I have my statue?
Well, my goodness, that's quite a request. Can I ask, what are the specifics of the statue? Because this is important.
Mm. Well, we have talked about location.
We've talked about whether it's just head or life size. We haven't talked about material, really. No, I mean, is bronze what you're going for, Tom?
Or abstract art.
Yeah. Tell you what, I've got it. Ice sculpture.
Ice sculpture.
Oh!
Yes,
really
right.
Got the longevity I was hoping for.
We'll put it out on the footpath.
Yeah, right.
This Friday. Yeah. When it's 37 degrees.
Yes.
Sure. Great.
Right. Perfect. Okay, I'm sold. Done. Okay.
How many local ice sculptures are there in the area? And how much money are you willing to spend, Rach?
What's something you're talking about?
What's that?
Don't worry. So.
Oh, I got it. Don't worry.
Okay, so is that a maybe to a statue?
That's how I'm open. Let's talk.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yep. Let's see what Geelong and the Surf Coast has to offer. Ice sculptures, is that all we're talking? Are you happy
with
that?
I would like something more permanent if we can make it out of something that is less weather-based.
I also want to know, is it slightly awkward because he said 3,172 days?
Yeah.
Is that meeting you've got coming up with him in the next couple of days to say, you're only going to make it to about 3,176 days?
Yeah. Well, it depends how this goes, hey?
Yeah.
All right, I'm not taking that as a no. We'll continue the process.
I like it. That's okay. All I'm saying. I really like it.
We'll get some quotes and we'll talk about location. We'll talk about
and
location.
And also, I feel like it's kind of not fair because, Rach, I know you don't want to rock the boat too much. You're like, yep, whatever they want. But then off air might be a different story. You know?
Get me a bollard. All right. Thanks, Rach. We'll continue the process and get back to you.
We will talk.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.